It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jason Chaffetz.
I'm Katie Pavlich.
I'm Steve Ducey, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. The Hamas attacks in Israel were 6 months ago, and they marred the world. Now, Fox Nation and Benjamin Hall bring you the story of October 7th through the eyes of those who survived the slaughter and the captivity.
We think of conflict as tragedy and sadness and pain and horror. But, you know, for all my years of covering conflict, you see just as much bravery and courage and kindness and sacrifice for others.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There has been so much reporting on the Hamas attacks against Israelis on October 7th of last year, even outside the coverage of the continuing war on Hamas and the growing conflict with Iran. The stories of the attacks against the Israelis themselves at a music festival and in their homes, inhumane and barbarous assaults and mutilations and murders of pregnant women and children. And now here's a chance to learn more with a bit more depth and a bit more analysis, even reflection. In some cases, it's a chance to live the fright alongside the victims as Fox Nation presents a new series titled Surviving Hamas. It's streaming now at Fox Nation. Some of it is very difficult to endure as you hear in real time people enduring it, like a young woman being shot at while screaming into her phone with her father on the other end. It has been 6 months.
I did feel that so many people around the world were forgetting what started this was the hostage taking that happened, all those people that were taken prisoner. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to go back and tell some of these stories.
Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall brings you these interviews with survivors. You might recall Benjamin is a survivor of war wounds himself, and he'll tell us how living with that experience and those effects made for a better interview with one survivor also left scarred. And Benjamin shows you the videos, some made by victims and survivors, others made by the Hamas henchmen themselves. Most people around the world haven't seen them, but they provide clear evidence as to what and who caused this new strife.
There was a reason I wanted to do it in long format. There was a reason I wanted to do it on Fox Nation. That is because you can speak to these released hostages. And, you know, and I spoke to some remarkable people who went through terrible ordeals. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about those in a little bit. But it's not just about what they went through. It's about how it has changed their lives, how it has changed the country, how it has changed the future of Israel when it comes to the relationship with Palestine. And I just felt that it really is something you need to understand all the levels of. And so I wanted to give it a longer format piece. And I just think for once it's possible, we wanted to have them tell their stories. And so that's what the special is about.
Let's talk about the focuses that you will make. It's more than one episode, obviously. It is a streaming series. And so tell us about what we're going to be able to see if we sit down to watch this.
Well, look, the first one, I will admit, it's not necessarily easy watching some of them.
Yeah.
We go right into what happened that day, and we have, you know, we don't like to use Hamas footage on air often of that attacks, but we decided at Fox that we would use some videos from them to show what happened. And so it's very powerful on that level, and we were very careful about what we would use. But the first episode is a 21-year-old called Maya. And she was taken from the Nova Music Festival, someone who 1 second was dancing for peace. And out of nowhere, she's surrounded by Hamas terrorists. She is shot in both legs. One of her foot is practically removed. And she is taken into Gaza. And she tells the story of, you know, imagine the 180 that happens in your life when 1 second you are dancing and the next you are taken. And she was paraded inside Gaza, so injured. And the residents of Gaza were cheering as they lifted her head up in the middle of these crowds. And she is trying to hang on. And She was then taken down into the tunnels under Gaza, and she couldn't walk. At one point, she said that one of the Hamas terrorists grabbed her and he put a gun to her head, and she knew it was walk on the one foot or die. So that's how this story begins. And she was taken alongside both her brother and her best friend. They were all inside, and she was held for 53 days. And she was eventually released because she was injured in the first prisoner swap. But again, one of the reasons that the special is so important is because it's hearing what she thought during this attack. And she was saying, and I will say as an aside, it's much the same thoughts that I had when I was attacked in Ukraine, when I was lying there and I thought it was gone. She said, I knew I was going to survive. I knew I was going to do whatever I had to do. And it was terrifying, she said. But I knew I was going to find a way home and I was going to stay strong. And so the story we tell is about her, how she thought through it, how she stayed strong, how she told herself to put the pain aside, how when she was being held hostage by both a doctor, then a teacher inside Gaza, who were torturing her, how she tried to get as much information from them as possible. She knew that to get a good relationship, to get a bit more food, she had to build these bonds. So it's a remarkable look at this 21-year-old and how she managed to get through this horrible captivity. Eventually, she was released, and then it was talking about how that recovery was going. And we sat opposite each other inside hospital soon after, you know, another operation. And we had very similar injuries, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was about sitting there and talking about the injuries and me saying to her, this is how I got through it. And her saying to me, that's given me a lot of support to get through mine. So it wasn't just reporting. There was a real connection that we had as well, which I think is also makes this special.
Imagine being tortured by a physician. It's such a bizarre kind of, you know, mirror universe type of thing to think of, because that's not what physicians are supposed to do, even when it's a physician from the quote unquote other side. You know,
a physician and a teacher. And that's one of the points she was making, is she used to think that, you know, inside Gaza, that there were a small bad group of Hamas terrorists. But she came out and she said to me, when the doctor and the teachers were torturing me, what does that say about life and the people overall inside Gaza? And so it was really, you know, sad to hear that.
And this young woman, Maya, she is an Israeli. She's, I'm going to assume, Jewish, but maybe not.
Yes, so she's Jewish, speaks perfect English. But, you know, she's like one of us. She's like a friend. She's like the people I grew up with, you know, and that's what makes this really powerful as well, is that, you know, she talks about her life, and her life is just like our lives growing up. And so terrifying what happened to her.
The series will obviously talk to more than just Maya. You do take a tour of Kibbutz Nir Oz. You know, I think prior to October the 7th, maybe people around the world heard the word kibbutz. They probably didn't really know too much about what it was or what these were specifically in the south of Israel. These were not just, you know, neighborhoods that propped up. These were people living who chose to live very close to Gaza in hopes of forging peace. There were a lot of these communities that were there specifically to try to be good neighbors to the Palestinians in Gaza. Tell us about walking through Nir Oz.
Absolutely. These kibbutzes, they were remarkable. They were incredible communities. And the people who lived there called them pieces of heaven. Beautiful flowers. Everyone worked together. Yeah. They were these communities where people were raised together, small, some of them. One of the second episode is in Nir Oz, and a quarter of all 350 people were killed or captured. A quarter of the whole community.
Wow.
And you walk door to door to door, and they are totally demolished, and the blood stains still lie inside them. And we spoke to a number of people inside Nir Oz. One lady and her daughter who managed to survive, they were inside their safe room, and they managed to lock it with their vacuum cleaner, because they don't normally lock those doors. And she held it together. She tied strings. She was on the WhatsApp chat to her other neighbors, and they had managed to find a way to lock it. But she said goodbye to her daughter, and she held her daughter in her arms. And again, we got this incredible moment where she says the last words that she said to her daughter, which was, we've had a wonderful life together. I love you so much, and we're going to die together today, and it's going to be okay. And to hear those words coming from a mother and both from the daughter, remarkable. But this is a lady who spent years driving to the Gazan border and driving Gazans who were injured to Israeli hospitals. Day in, day out, she was doing this whenever she could. And she said, I spent years trying to build a rapport so we could have a peaceful coexistence. And she ends up saying, I no longer think that is possible. The terror that we saw, and, you know, two doors down, the entire family, the three children, the ages of my children, 6 and 4, were all killed. The parents were killed. And this woman says, after what's happened to me and my neighbors, I don't think that exists anymore. And my idea, my dream of peace, our whole kibbutz's dream of peace is gone. And it just shows you, hey, you know, what it's done to them personally, but also what it's done to the future of relations between Gaza and Israel.
Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall is our guest, and we're discussing his new series, a very personal and close look at the horrors of the Hamas attacks against Israelis on October 7th. The series is called Surviving Hamas, and it is streaming now on Fox Nation at foxnation.com or on its mobile apps. We'll have more straight ahead. I mean, there's a whole other level of tragic associated with this because, and again, I don't expect most of the world to know intimately the daily lives of Israelis and what they go through, but so many of them have been committed to finding some kind of peace, some kind of way to live alongside the Palestinians, alongside other Arab neighbors. And as in these kibbutzim, which were in a very dangerous spot to be in, they were really up against the wall with Gaza. That hope, those dreams are, I think, shattered for so many. That's a whole other level of sad, I think, that doesn't get talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we have to look at what the future holds. First of all, do these kibbutzes ever get rebuilt? And most people said they can't see how they can go back and build homes on these places again. But other people say, but we mustn't let this stop us. We must rebuild. We must show that we can't be beaten and defeated. But I feel many of them will just become memorials to what happened that day. But if, and talking on a sort of political regional level, if, and many of them say this, if Hamas hadn't spent every dollar that they had been given over the last 20 years on building tunnels and rockets and other weapons, then Gaza would have been so much more prosperous and free, and relations could have built. But that's what Gaza had become, and that's why they don't. Many people don't feel that can happen again. They know that that's the direction that the group wants to take Gaza in, and so people have lost faith that they're going to build something positive in there. And they were being given so much money, obviously by Iran, but I mean by Qataris, even by the Israeli government, they were being
given
money.
The UN, yeah, of course.
And much by the UN, of course. And so people have just said, have we not learned our lesson? I mean, can we just go back to a period where we continue giving them, you know, giving them funds, allowing them to build their own society? And we don't know what will happen in the coming weeks and months or years, but that's the big question right now. How do they rebuild it? And one aside in the Israeli government is saying is, we cannot stop the war in Gaza until we go into Rafah, because we can't leave a quarter of all Hamas there, because we know they will take it over again. And then we end up at the starting point again. But the big problem is, if you go into Rafah, the hopes of getting back any hostages also seems to be gone. And the big debate is, are we going to defeat Hamas, or is it a priority to get our hostages back? And most people sadly think you cannot do both.
Well, that is the big conundrum. And certainly the world has had a bit of a reckoning and a lot of proof being laid before them of what Hamas is and how brutal they are. It's never been a secret. I think just people have either been naive or they've been turning blind eyes for the better part of 20 years. But you mentioned earlier that you decided to include some of the footage from the Hamas cameras on October 7th. As someone who's had to go through grotesque materials and decide what's fit to be used in your reporting, it's a tough decision. You have to expose yourself to all of it to find out what you shouldn't expose other people to. You've seen many horrible things in your career. You've unfortunately endured them. You've happily survived them. But, you know, what are some of the things you looked at that you said, we can't actually show this? Or, you know, what's it like going through all those videos?
Well, we kept all the graphic videos out of it.
Yeah.
So you don't see the murder or the bloodshed. But we did want to show how they entered, how they got in, how they were moving around, and the kinds of people who were there. So, for example, it's not just core Hamas fighters. You know, you see hundreds and hundreds of normal Gazans coming in, and some of them are taking Israelis as well. And it really paints a picture that this was so many different people. Almost every demographic inside Gaza were inside Israel grabbing people. You know, there was a video that many people saw that the Israeli government was showing people about the worst images, the worst video from Hamas video. I actually chose not to see that. You know, I've spent more than 15 years covering conflict. I've seen it all up close. I've sadly had to watch a lot of it in person, you know, across the world in wars. And, you know, it happened to me in 2022. And actually, having spoken to a number of colleagues who have sat through that horrifying video, I said, I actually can't anymore. I feel like I've turned. And so I was also, frankly, a bit concerned about what it might, about the effect it could have on me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel as a survivor that I was didn't want to go back to those moments. So
you have to know your limit. You have to know your limit on that. You have to, you know, there's a spiritual darkening that'll happen if you look at this stuff too much. Even though it's your job and you're professional, you know, at some point you have to remember, I'm human too. You're human too. I can't do this. It's okay to do that.
Well, that's right. And look, many of our colleagues, but your colleagues, my colleagues, they all watched it, and they're people that I trust implicitly. So I know it was out there, but and I believe every bit of it. So yes, that's something which we thought carefully about. We thought about the videos that we were going to use inside the special, and I watched the ones that we were considering using, and then we picked our ones.
So how many episodes will there be, and what are some of the things that are coming up?
Well, there are two that you can watch at the moment that have come out, and we are going to be putting together another couple. The sad thing is there are just so many different stories to tell.
Right.
And look, there are stories of horror, but there are stories of real resilience. And, it, you know, I've always found it amazing about conflict. Whenever I've covered conflict, is that we think of conflict as tragedy and sadness and pain and horror. But, you know, for all my years of covering conflict, you see just as much bravery and courage and kindness and sacrifice for others. And that's something that a picture that I like to paint as well. You know, some of the people in Israel and in those kibbutzes and in the music festival did remarkable things to help and save others. And so that's an angle we want to look at as well. So there will be more coming out as well. And it's honestly a pleasure and an honor to be telling these stories.
Well, the series is called Surviving Hamas. It is an exclusive to Fox Nation. I suggest everyone go and sign up for it. There's a free trial and special discounts, I believe, for our first responders, our military, and our veterans. So we encourage you to check out not just this, but all the programming. Benjamin Hall, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.